I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to withhold aid to the Palestinians if they did not pursue peace with Israel, saying the Palestinians had snubbed United States Vice President Mike Pence during a recent visit.
That money is on the table, and that money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace.
In recognition of Jerusalem, Mr. Trump also said the U.S. would open a small embassy in the Old City next year. Venezuelan Attorney General's office said on Friday the once powerful chief of the state oil company and former ambassador to the U.N., Rafael Ramirez, was the alleged mastermind of a new corruption plot detected in a European subsidiary of the oil company. Derek Williams Saab said the damages could be calculated to at least $4,800 million. Venezuela is now seeking an Interpol red alert for the former oil czar. Ramirez had become increasingly critical of Maduro's government, but did not respond to requests for comment. U.S. President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Advisor says the United States would prefer that Turkish troops remove themselves from a conflict in the Syrian border town of Afrin.
Well, I think that President Erdogan will make decisions to de-escalate violence in Afrin and to normalize and stabilize pre-Afrin actions in that region. And I think that he'll make that decision here with the full support of the United States.
The United States had previously expressed concerns about Turkish efforts against the Kurdish-led SDF forces that drove out Islamic State fighters with the help of a U.S.-led coalition. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis met with Vietnam's General Secretary of the Communist Party in Hanoi Thursday as part of his official visit to the Southeast Asian nation. Mattis arrived in Hanoi after visiting Indonesia, a trip that is part of efforts to strengthen existing ties and making new partners, according to the U.S. Department of Defense website. In a post-war first, the United States is poised to send an aircraft carrier to Vietnam in March, evidence of deepening military ties between the two countries more than four decades after the Vietnam War. Young Palestinians are increasingly beyond the reach of political factions as confrontations between protesters and Israeli soldiers take on a life of their own. Matthew LaRotonda explains.
Daily confrontations with Israeli soldiers showing that many young Palestinians are growing beyond the reach of the main Palestinian political parties. The two main Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah, have noticed the protesters' growing numbers and furor, particularly after the United States upended decades of diplomatic norm to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
That was reporter Matthew LaRotonda. The UN Refugee Agency reports escalating violence in the Central African Republic has pushed forcible displacements to new record levels. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The fiercest fighting and greatest displacement is taking place in Central African Republic's northwest region. The UN peacekeeping mission reports clashes between two armed groups have forced some 65,000 people, mainly women and children, to flee to the city of Pau over the last 3 weeks. The charity, Doctors Without Borders, says it has treated more than a dozen victims of the fighting in Pau. One woman, it says, told them the armed men are known to kill adult men they encounter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North Korea's female hockey team arrived in South Korea's National Training Center in Jincheon Thursday to prepare for the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics as a joint team. Park Chol-ho, the coach of the North Korean team, said they were very happy to participate as a joint team. He also said they believe that there will be a good result if they put their minds and strength together to prepare for the matches. The joint team will wear the same jerseys and march under a unified Korean Peninsula flag during the game's opening ceremony on February 9th. The U.S. military is reviewing images posted on Twitter that claim to show a dead American soldiers killed during an ambush in Niger last year. U.S. Africa Command said Wednesday that they are aware of the Twitter post and are reviewing it to determine the veracity of the tweet and the insertions that were in the video. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the best music today.